Morning Watch. Crystallization study of 1 and 2 Samuel week 9. The organic building up of the church as the body of Christ through the process of spiritual metabolism according to the believer's inner experience of the indwelling Christ. Saturday. Related verses. Ephesians 3:19 through 21. And to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. But to him who is able to do superabundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power which operates in us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus unto all the generations forever and ever. Amen. Matthew 13:3-8 and 19-23. And he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, the sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell beside the way, and the birds came and devoured them. And others fell on the rocky places, where they did not have much earth, and immediately they sprang up, because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered. And others fell on the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them. But others fell on the good earth and yielded fruit, 100-fold and 160-fold and 130-fold. And when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand, the evil one comes and snatches away that which has been sown in his heart. This is the one sown beside the way. And the one sown on the rocky places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he does not have root in himself, but lasts only for a time. And when affliction or persecution occurs because of the word, immediately he is stumbled. And the one sown in the thorns, this is he who hears the word, and the anxiety of the age and the deceitfulness of riches utterly choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But the one sown on the good earth, this is he who hears the word and understands, who by all means bears fruit and produces 100-fold and 160-fold and 130-fold. Related reading. When we were saved, Christ came into our spirit. Now we must give him the opportunity to spread himself throughout all the parts of our being. As we are strengthened into the inner man, the door is open for Christ to spread in us. To spread from our spirit to every part of our mind, emotion, and will. The more Christ spreads within us, the more he settles down in us and makes his home in us. This means that he occupies every part of our inner being, possessing all these parts and saturating them with himself. As a result, not only do we receive the revelation, but we also are filled with Christ. Then wherever we may go, we shall be the apostles, the sent ones, and the prophets, those who speak for Christ. In Matthew 16:18, the Lord Jesus promised that he would build his church. In order for this to be realized, the church has to enter into a state where so many saints will have Christ making his home deep down in their heart, so that their entire being would be saturated within with Christ as the embodiment of the triune God, possessing and occupying every corner and every avenue of their entire being. We have entered into the triune God, and we are still entering. We are entering, and he is making his home deep down in our heart. The more we enter, the more he deepens. As God's cultivated land, we need to be rooted for our growth. And as God's building, we need to be grounded for our building up. God's glory is wrought into the church, and he is expressed in the church. Hence, the glory in the church is to God. That is, God is glorified in the church. Ephesians 3:16-21 helps us know how to serve God in the church and shows Paul's spirit, attitude, prayer, and faith. We should have this spirit, attitude, prayer, and faith when we serve God in the church. If we have truly seen the church and the materials that build the church, we will have this kind of spirit and attitude, and we will also have this kind of prayer and faith. His spirit and attitude, what he saw, what he was filled with, what he said, and what he cared about in his heart were related to the vision of God being manifested in the flesh and being mingled with man in order to build the church with Christ, so that the church would be filled with Christ. This matter filled Paul's entire being. Hence, what he saw, what he spoke, and what he cared about in his heart were related to this matter. The most precious point in this portion of the scriptures is not Paul's prayer and faith, but his spirit and attitude. If we have seen this vision, we will be obsessed with it, and we will bow our knees unto the Father. Hence, every elder, deacon, co-worker, and everyone who serves the Lord must see a vision, a revelation, to the point that he is absolutely obsessed with it and has the same spirit, attitude, and mood of Paul. Because Paul has such a spirit, attitude, and mood, he spontaneously had this kind of prayer. He also believed that God is able to do super abundantly. All those who serve God in the church must have this kind of spirit and attitude and this kind of prayer. All our prayers must take this kind of prayer as the center, and we should have the faith for such prayer.